Lauren Brownlow, WRALsportsFan.com, is hanging out with us. Brownlow, what up?
What's going on?
Just another day in the content mines. Can you believe that we're already at an NC State Carolina game this Saturday? And then
yes,
the next weekend,
that one.
we do have Duke and Carolina.
It feels early compared to last year, though. It probably is. I think last year or 2 years ago, maybe it was like 20. It was like later in the year. It was like late February the first time they met or something. And I was like, I don't care for this. But yeah, this feels more normal to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I felt like last year was just way too rushed back-to-back sort of a situation.
Yeah.
Now, look, we talked about this today in the ACC panic room. I don't really get the sense that either NC State or North Carolina's fan base is all that confident about Saturday's meeting, right?
No. You know,
Carolina's played back-to-back games in which they've won, but they have not looked good doing it. NC State's is kind of the same story where, hey, good job, good effort. State fans would like it if they would win more often than not. It's just not there, but they're trying. They got some punch to them. But the thing is, NC State fans know that it doesn't really matter how State plays or how Carolina plays. Carolina will find a way to win. Now, Roy Williams usually is a big factor in why State fans feel the way that they feel
right
about that particular matchup, regardless of how each team is playing. But he's no longer the coach at North Carolina. Hubert Davis is now the coach at North Carolina. So what's the non-Roy factor? Except, guess who is deciding, of all the games that he's been hanging out at, guess who has decided that, you know what, Saturday is going to be the day that North Carolina can honor me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Roy Williams is going to be honored at halftime.
Must just be a coincidence, you know?
Game. It has to be, right?
Yeah,
has to be.
Sure.
I called Roy this morning. I asked him, I go, you didn't want to wait for the Duke game? You know, Florida State? I don't know.
What did he say?
Louisville?
Are you
going to
keep
coming
that
up?
Are you going to keep that between y'all?
No, he was like, he goes, they felt like his press conference, and we've talked about this, his retirement press conference where he was beating himself up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The school and Bubba Cunningham, Clint Gwaltney, everyone who cares about Roy Williams basically said that wasn't the way necessarily we wanted to see you at the Smith Center the last time in some sort of official capacity, right? So they're like, let's honor you at a game this season. And mm-hmm. Roy being Roy, of course, it was never going to do anything to interfere with anything early in the season with Hubert, right? Because he wants the focus to be on Hubert.
And I think that's, yeah.
So there may have been some logical early games for North Carolina to recognize Roy Williams. And he had surgery at the beginning. He had his knee replaced at the beginning of December. So he's been slowed up a little bit.
Okay, that's fair.
So
I stand by it.
Then they start looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
And I think Clint says to Roy, well, what about the State game on Saturday? What do you think the answer was?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect sense.
100%.
He goes, it wasn't my idea. And I was like, yeah, but you didn't hate it.
You liked it. It's fine.
You get one more kick at the Wolfpack. He's like, yeah, it did cross my mind. So, okay.
So does that change your opinion of what we can expect on Saturday between these two teams?
No, it doesn't change my opinion. Because what is NC State going to do with Armando Bacot? That's the big question. Obviously, they'll start with Ibi Diwana on him, but we've seen the foul trouble over at Duke, the way that, you know, what happens when Diwana gets out of the game. Jalen Gibson, bless his heart, is not ready to play at this level yet. And, you know, we'll get ready to hear all of the stories about Manny Bates again on Saturday when that happens. And then, of course, Carolina's biggest problem is Brady Manick can't guard anybody. Well, that's easy enough. He put him on Diwana. So that helps him. So It's one of those horses for courses. It's a good matchup for Carolina. It doesn't mean State can't go over there and Tierquavion Smith can't lose his mind and hit a couple threes. We've seen that story before.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, I think, too, we've seen State in some matchups that they had no business being in, and yet, you know, there they were.
I think Carolina will be ready to play.
I don't disagree.
I don't know.
But
no,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what without... This is where I'm going to be. This is maybe I'm just being the party pooper here. If Roy Williams were still the head coach, regardless of how North Carolina was playing this year, I could buy the idea that this team would be engaged for such a game, okay? Because it would get across to the team that Roy really freaking cares about this game, and you don't want to piss him off, right?
Yeah.
Hubert doesn't give me that same vibe. And this is somebody who has defended Hubert all season long. But
yeah.
We do have to be honest about what Roy is and what he was and who Hubert is. And I'm not sure that Hubert is going to have that same level of like, you little turds.
Yeah, because when
better you get like you know, whatever Royism you want to use, you know.
Now, his uncle might have passed down the hatred for State. He was around during that time.
Sure.
But when Hubert was coming up, I don't think that was. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
In the early 90s, maybe a little.
I almost feel, too, that Hubert's been so preoccupied with other things.
Yeah, he's got other issues than hating State right now.
Trying to get across to this team, the right. State thing, yeah. It's just not high on the list for me. So I don't see that same level of give a damn. And that, to me, has been one of Carolina's biggest problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I trust that NC State's going to go to Chapel Hill like they went to Cameron Indoor Stadium earlier this year, except that Duke was just so good talent-wise and such a matchup problem for them that they knew they were going to lose the game, but they still fought. There's nothing about this Carolina squad that would tell me that talent-wise they'll be able to get outmatched. So I don't necessarily buy the usual attitudes that we have towards this matchup because Roy Williams is not there. Maybe I'm just being way too like whimsical about this.
Yeah.
But this is kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah. I think it'll be a fun game, though. And I think where you see Carolina get into some problems is their understanding that they're Carolina. And guess what? Like Clemson and Miami and all these other teams that you play, Wake Forest down there, they're all really excited to play you. They don't care what your record is. They don't care what your net is. You're still North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I think that has been a problem this season for North Carolina. I think that's been an issue for them this year. So on Saturday, when they're playing a team who they know, I think they'll be excited. I think they'll be ready to play. And I do think, look, Roy is not meddling in anything that Hubert's doing.
No.
But he's around. It's not he's like around. He's not he's there. And I think those players who played for him last year, they also already know, and they don't have to play for Roy. They're past that point, but I think they are going to care. There's certain games that you care about. And yes, I think you might be right in 2 or 3 years when all of that fades away. But this year, in these circumstances,
I don't
think so.
All right.
It's not even an unlikable State team. Like this isn't like, you know,
for sure.
We've heard former players, Marcus Guignard and some others, be like, we don't like NC State because they're always running their mouth and they never win anything, right? Like, that was a familiar – Joel Berry would say that often, too. Like, these guys, every year, every preseason, everyone tries to tell us how great they're going to be. They're never any good. So,
yeah, NC State didn't
I get that.
Year.
There's none of that. And, like, who doesn't like Darian Sebron? Like, he might be one of the most likable players in the league. He's a great story. Terquavion Smith, the same. You know, so it's not like they're out there – being jerk, they're not the Canes. They're not a bunch of jerks, right? They're not Pastner with his face shield and all his nonsense.
You're saying,
you know?
Like, what's the thing that's going to get them engaged in this on a rivalry level?
Right,
yeah. It's got to be Roy
for tomorrow, sure.
Right.
But I also
it's got to be Roy.
But I also just think it's living and breathing and being around here, right? Because quite frankly, there's more State fans than there are Duke fans.
Yeah.
So when they go and do something, if somebody's whacking them in their Twitter mentions or on IG, you know it's not Duke fans, it's State fans.